Just one reminder too on any of these motions or proposals, once that the final word on all motions and proposals belongs to the delegates, not to the authors. That's true throughout them. Do we have someone from the board to present the motion for
Yes.
up to 5 minutes?
Yes, we do, Marcus. And it'll be Al E. And if
All right.
Al, mute yourself. You've got up to 5 minutes, right?
Okay, good afternoon, everyone. And I would say greetings to all those in different time zones. I don't know about you, but I'm nearing the point of exhaustion from this meeting, and I assume that people in different time zones are probably in that same vein. So bear with me as I discuss our pricing policy. First of all, we're a fellowship grounded in truth. And one of the hallmarks of our fellowship is this deep commitment to truth. Truth about our families of origin, and equally truth about our current realities, including our financial situation. In alignment with this principle, it is essential that we acknowledge a persistent financial imbalance that does not align with our spiritual foundation. I'm referring to the seventh tradition, and this is where we stand. Our bylaws are clear. Article Roman numeral 8 at Arabic number 3 says, quote, ACAWSO shall be primarily supported by voluntary contributions of its members, unquote. However, our current numbers, financial numbers, tell a different story. Fact number one, seven tradition donations account for only 20% of our total income, far below the 51% target outlined by our bylaws. Fact number two, in 2024, these seven tradition funds broke down as follows: 10% from groups, intergroups, and regions, and another 10% from individual contributions. Understanding this gap, several factors likely contribute to this shortfall. One, many members are double and triple winners, contributing to multiple 12-step programs. Two, a portion of our fellowship resides outside the U.S., where average wages and economic conditions differ markedly. Three, members face a variety of personal financial challenges, such as rising insurance, medical, and housing costs that may not be visible on a large scale, but significantly affect their giving. And last, some members are simply unaware of the importance of seventh tradition contributions in sustaining our operations. So filling our gaps, given this reality that must be acknowledged, we understand that approximately 80% of WSO's budget is currently funded. Oh, and I'll wait till we get. Oh, we have the motion up in front of us. I'll continue my my build up to the motion, folks. 80% of ACA's WSO's budget is currently funded through the sale of ACA literature. That means that 4 out of 5 US dollars come from sales, 3.5 euros out of every 4.5 euros come from sales, and 584 yen out of 730 yen come from sales. This is not the board's ideal outcome. It is merely the financial reality and the board filling in the financial gap between seven tradition contributions and our needed budget. That if we left this vacant, it would compromise critical worldwide fellowship literature needs. The board carries two essential responsibilities. One, a spiritual responsibility to carry the message to the adult children who still suffers. Tradition 5 guides us to operate globally, now reaching members in over 70 countries and publishing in more than 33 languages. 2, we have a fiduciary responsibility, a duty, to the fellowship to act in its best interest with integrity and transparency. We also have a responsibility to manage the resources wisely and meet the legal responsibilities of a not-for-profit corporation so that ACA can thrive in its years to come. Simply stated, cash flow from literature sales is essential to maintaining our global purpose. A thoughtful pricing policy has been crafted, and in light of these facts, the board has developed this pricing policy statement for review by the delegates. No one welcomes price increases, but they are at times necessary. We've approached this challenge with a strong desire to honor our spiritual principles while responding to business realities. The business realities are rooted in our spiritual intent. Though business matters may seem separate, they really serve a spiritual purpose, and that is carrying the message to the adult child around the world. We are committed to honoring our concepts and traditions while recognizing the importance of flexibility in navigating today's complex financial challenges. The board and the WSO must continuously adapt.
That's a minute over time to let you know.
Okay, and rising costs, always keeping the fellowship's best interests in mind. I'm going to close and say I truly believe that this program, as supported by the literature, offers one of the most valuable and affordable lifetime paths to self-improvement. If we recognize that, we need to spread this message across all languages and all across the world. So the motion, in brief, is to ensure the sustainability of ACA's WSO essential services and operations by responsibly adjusting pricing in accordance with inflation and other cost-related factors, and to uphold ACA's primary purpose, carrying a message to the adult child who still suffers. Thank you for your kind attention.
Thank you, Mel. Okay. So the motion, is there a, the motion needs to be seconded before we can move forward with this motion. And IG 630, Stefan?
Hi, Stefan from Intergroup 630. I second this motion.
Okay, thank you. So we have a motion made and seconded. So we will now go into, we're going to have 20 minutes of discussion. And, you know, once again, 60 seconds for each delegate. And each delegate speaks only once. And please try not to repeat points that are already made, and you know, maybe called out of order if other people haven't spoke, if other delegates haven't spoken as much. And it's 90 seconds if there's any special accommodations for language, etc.
How long for this section, please, Marcus?
Sure, it is 20 minutes.
Okay.
Thank you. And Region 6. Corbet.
Hello, I'm Corbet with Region 6 in California, and thank you everyone to all that you've been doing for this conference. It's really been amazing, and you're all doing a great job. I am encouraging delegates to vote against this motion, as it does not include delegates or the worldwide membership in this process. And I believe it violates concepts 1 and 2. Concept 1 is the final responsibility and the ultimate authority for ACA World Services should always reside in the collective conscience of the whole fellowship. Concept 2 is authority for the active maintenance of our world services is hereby delegated to the actual voice, the effective conscience for our whole fellowship. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Corby. And Region 2, Kathy.
Hi, everyone. I'm Kathy from Region 2. Thank you, everyone, for all the service. This motion is very concerning to me because I'm not seeing any numbers. I've looked at the profit and loss and balance sheets that are posted on the Blue site, and I've seen a continuous profit since COVID and since the publishing went up. So it's not that I'm not in favor. I feel the effects of inflation myself and my family, but I look at the numbers. I look at my numbers. I have them on a Google sheet. If you could show us like the trend in profits and then give us an actual rate. I don't think you gave an actual rate. How much do you want to inflate? Thank you.
Thank you, Kathy. And Adam, let's see, WEB0293.
Hi, everyone. My name is Adam Adult-Child. I'm a first-time attendee to this meeting. I'm a new delegate to WEB0293. So this is actually a topic that is really, really near and dear to my heart as somebody who's been saved by 12-step programs. I think there's two different issues that we're kind of discussing here that have been kind of confounded. One is just the general cost of literature and inflation and how that just generally needs to go up with time. And the other has to do with just self-support, seventh traditions. Based on spiritual principles, when a meeting is not self-supporting, the last thing I want is for ACA to disappear, but when a meeting is not self-supporting, it folds. That's the way 12-step programs seem to work, as far as I can tell. And that's not what I want to happen. However, at the meeting that I'm actually representing today, we have a general attendance of 100 people. Time's up. I guess my time's up.
Thank you, Adam. IG 595.
Yes, Kaz here speaking on Kaz here speaking on behalf of my intergroup as a delegate for that intergroup, not a point of order at the moment. My major concern is I don't see any process here, such as it says what is needed to ensure stability. It says how it's going to be addressed by upholding purpose, but I don't see anything related to how any of this is going to be analyzed, how either of these two paragraphs is going to actually be carried out. And I'm concerned that it therefore isn't clarifying anything, because I would assume that these two paragraphs have already been adhered to and have never been diverged from. Pass.
Because CT102, Sue?
Yes, hi. I continue to be frustrated by the timing on the explanations for these things, and I would like the people who organize to consider that in the future. Secondly, Zoom meetings have a unique situation, and we need to address the mail order situation, because those are the meetings that are not carrying their weight, and they're being forced to go to places like Amazon instead of buying directly from us. So that needs to come up somewhere in here. This is too general a motion for me. I cannot support it.
Thank you, Sue.
Proposal one. And
and Region 5, Josh.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, Region 5 is opposed to this. I'm going to read our statement on this, which I've sent to the board previously, and I put in the chat. We basically feel like this would be a violation of Concept 6 and that the conference has final approval on large matters of policy and finance. Here's the statement. We see there's an immediate and glaring problem with this motion, and that it leaves up to WSO's sole judgment what constitutes, quote, responsibly adjusting pricing in accordance with inflation and other cost-related factors, end quote, because and other related cost factors is rather vague or broad, which is essentially tees up to the conference to issue a blank check to WSO on these matters. We think it would be much more appropriate for the oversight role the conference plays, according to the concepts, for this motion to be modified to authorize WSO to raise prices up to a certain percent without further authorization. But if the increase is beyond that percent, then it would have to go to the conference. Thank you.
Thank you, Josh. NY070.
Hi, I'm Tonda in New York, and I'm a little confused at the way this is written. So the first line motion, we move to approve the following ACA literature and products pricing policy statement. But the two paragraphs that follow are not a statement. They say what the statement is supposed to do to ensure sustainability, to uphold ACA's primary purpose. So I'm not sure what the statement is. And then under background, same problem, first sentence, as part of the board's ongoing financial responsibility, we propose that the conference approve the following ACA literature and products pricing policy statement. Following meaning it would be down below. But I don't see it. If it maybe is it off page or off of what we're being showed? So that's my concern. It's confusing.
Thank you. And VA092, Charlie?
Thank you. Yes, I actually share many. I think Region 5 stated some of my immediate questions very well. I want to ask directly before the conference is asked to vote on this, is this to be interpreted that if we approve this policy, the board will make price increases in the future without needing to consult the conference? That's very much what it reads like to me. And the reasons I think that's not appropriate in this context, one, price increases do affect the fellowship. And secondly, one alternative that I think always bears considering when a price increase is on the line is not just inflation, but should some other costs within WSO service be considered as an alternative? And if we don't take these types of questions to the conference, then those questions can't be asked. So in its current form, I would suggest either tabling it till more of this can be explained, discussed, or unfortunately perhaps voting against it today if it proceeds. Pass.
Thank you, Charlie. PA0174, Buddy.
Yeah, hi, I'm Buddy. On the surface, it would appear to violate Tradition 6, but in fact, it's in keeping with Concept 6. It's in keeping with Concepts 3, 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12. Those concepts suggest that the best possible service administration ought to be brought into the question. I'm a career firefighter. I can tell you how many thousands of gallons of water to put on a fire, but I can't tell you a darn thing about how much to pay for publication. Concept 3 itself gives to the trustees the right of decision. I want to leave it in the hands of someone who knows pricing, publishing costs, rather than the hands of a firefighter.
Thank you, Buddy. And CO0135, Shannon. Shannon.
Yep, Shannon Smith from Boulder, Colorado. When I look at the P&L, I see that we have a pretty high gross margin on the literature sales. I'm assuming that's what's in the cost of goods is the book purchases. And what I can't see is how much of the expenses are related to selling literature versus expenses for other things. I think it'd be helpful to understand that dynamic before any vote to increase pricing on literature would take place. And so our group is against this proposal.
Thank you, Shannon. And WEB0299, Mark.
Mark Bellchild. I'm a little confused by, we're selling our literature to whom? Is it someone brought up the fact that we're selling it more to other people than we are to our members? So if that's the case, I'd like to know that. Thanks.
Thank you, Mark. VA 107, Ben. You saw it flash there for a second, but somebody unmuting Ben. Looks like he's trying to do it, but it's not happening. Why don't you just leave your hand up and we'll go to Bill D. Is this a point of information?
Yeah, Marcus, I've heard a lot of questions and I don't know the process here, but I have a screen share that I'd love to do just briefly. I've heard a lot of people talk about numbers and we don't have any numbers and things like that, but on the business.
Let's let IG9 Marilyn M go ahead and then see if IG9 Marilyn.
Maryland Intergroup, Arizona. I think the idea of gradually increasing with inflation, and I think people can look at the average percent of inflation when figuring that out. It sounds like a great idea. And I'm sure the committee has looked at this and thinks it's a great idea to keep these prices according to inflation.
Thank you, Marilyn. And I'm just going to take Pamela and then we'll go back to, let me see if I can get Ben to unmute. It doesn't look like it. Okay, Pamela, WEB 381, Pam?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, well, the groups I belong to are, this is a very imprecise proposal, and as such, we cannot, any of my groups cannot support it. But bottom line here is I actually made this kind of suggestion that, you know, a percentage be put forth, and there is no percentages here. But also it's couched in and other cost related factors. So it's not just the percentage of inflation, but then they throw in other things in here. And this is problematic. This is not how you run a railroad, in my opinion. Thank you.
Okay. So I think the process is to respond to particular questions. So Bill, did you want to respond to this? I think there were a couple of questions that were asked, I guess.
Yes, I did, actually, and I would request the ability to screen share. We don't make these decisions lightly. We don't make recommendations to the board lightly. We do them based on numbers and our business. We use a formula that shows the cost of goods along with the overhead, the labor, the shipping, the fees, the discounts. People may not realize it, but we give a 30% discount to intergroups. We give and regions. We give a 60% discount to new publications, first-time translations for up to 300 books. We give a 10% discount to groups if they apply the discount code in the checkout process. We also provide a lot of free literature. So we use the standard accounting book profit margin percentage to guide us. And if you look in the extreme right-hand column, you'll see the margin. The margin is set right now after the price increase in the 30s and high 20s, mid 30s and high 20s range. The industry standard for retail sales, online e-commerce retail sales, is 40 to 50% to be viable. Our average is 30%. We're well below the industry standard. So we make these decisions based on numbers. We don't make them based on, you know, anything personal, anything like that. And I'd just like to say, you know, that we do the best that we can do. And then inflation comes along in 2022. We had inflation. We had a price increase, right? First time ever in, since 2006. And then 3 years later, inflation has crept in and robbed us of $2 off of our book profits. So if we'd have sat still and done nothing, WSO would have been in the hole this year at $144,000. And if we'd have delayed the price increase to this ABC instead of doing it in March, we would have been $70,000 in the red. So it's not that we're handling our money irresponsibly, but we're meeting the needs of a worldwide service office providing to a fellowship, a worldwide fellowship. So we don't, you know, the finance committee reviewed this and they approved it, and then the board reviewed it and finally approved it. So this is all done with great care and professionalism. Thanks.
Thank you, Bill. Did the timer, the section timer, stop for that? If not, add about 2.5 minutes to the.
We literally have exactly 2.5 minutes.
Okay, so did you stop it for that presentation or?
No, I didn't.
I kept track of it, and it's about 2.5 minutes. So give us like 5 total, then, you know, 5 remaining on this section.
Sure.
I have a question, Marcus. Do you want the responses timed as well, a minute?
Not. Well, I don't know that we're going to have any more. They should actually be in direct response to a question. It's pretty much. But yeah, I guess we will from now on. But I'm going to just try and unmute VA 103 again. I don't know. Something's going on. I can see it blink. So, yeah, we'll just have to go on. Let me see. I think.
Can I suggest that Ben posted in the Slack his comment?
Thank you. Yes. Can you keep an eye on that?
Yep.
Thank you. Stefan, did you speak on this before? I think you did, didn't you? Yeah. So I think I'm going to go to Gretchen because we only one time. IG044, Gretchen.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm an adult child. I appreciate all that WSO and the literature and the publishing. I never questioned in my mind that it was not proper, but I've been a delegate for 5 years, and I was a bit distressed in the fact that we as delegates were not advised or questioned or given an opportunity to have any input in the actual price raises. That was my only concern. I had never any doubt that what you were doing was for our benefit. I just felt that we as delegates should have been advised. So thank you.
Thank you, Gretchen. And IG599, Minturn.
Yeah, hi, Minturn Osborne, adult child. Quick question. You mentioned that you have a 30% discount, and that's through the intergroup. But you also own the publishing rights to all this literature, all the documentation. So it follows that you would know how many books were sold through Amazon, therefore not going through the organization. So my question is, can you tell us, or can you find out for us, how many people are buying directly through Amazon as opposed to buying through intergroups?
That's a question too. Bill, I'm thinking.
Yeah. Thank you very much for that question. We do about
go ahead and time this.
We do about half of our sales through the local website here at the office, and we do about half of our sales through Amazon. So we sold 82,000 books last year. 40,000 of them roughly went through the Amazons around the world, and 40% of them went through our office.
Okay. Thank you, Bill. And PA 105, Aaron. And Corby, I'm not calling on you, Corby, because you had spoke before.
This is Aaron. I'm speaking more easily from my laptop instead of that one where I'm point of safety.
All right.
So, two things. One is trust. And as a former board member, I know that every decision that the board made had minority opinion. It had back, no decisions, I don't think, ever have easily been made on the board. And everything has always been considered in terms of the members. So I completely trust in this proposal. But also to say that, you know, it's the seventh tradition, giving from love, and that we are self-supporting, and that having heard more recently about IGs and groups supporting their members where literature is needed, and that there are those ways of doing things, which I think speaks to us as groups and members giving back what was freely given. So I support the proposal. Thank you.
Thank you, Aaron. And that, I think, is the time, our time on this 20-minute of discussion. So we'll now go to election buddy poll. And with the following choices, I don't know, do you want to put that up? Thank you, Brad. So yeah, so this is what it's going to look like. I'm in favor of this motion as presented and want it sent to worldwide online voting. I am in favor of this motion, but like my minor changes. I'm in deferring action to a future meeting. I am in favor of this motion and I abstain. And so, yeah, the first one, it goes right to online voting. I am not in favor. Did I say I'm in favor? I am not in favor of this motion. Minor changes. Then we go to a alternate motion process. And deferring action would go to another meeting. Okay, so why don't you go ahead and launch the poll.
Okay, could the timer?
Yep, so fast. We're starting.
I want to apologize to Stefan because I thought he had spoken and he had just seconded the motion. So he should have been able to speak. Sorry about that.
Okay, so we had 72 votes tallied and one abstention. None of the votes got 60%. So I think on ballot items, on non-ballot items, stuff that comes from committee board, we only remove the lowest one, not everything under 20%. Can you confirm that for me?
Yep, that's what I have from the OPPM.
Okay, thanks. I'll make it so, and give me 30 seconds.
Yeah, and we include everything too, as far as the options to vote. Yeah, and then we'll continue. If nothing gets 60%, we'll just continue dropping off the lowest one and then take another poll.
I thought it says, well, it doesn't really make much difference in this.
It's very last.
The top two, it says. The top two plus options 4 and 5. It's pretty much, it's the same in this context anyway.
Okay.
The lowest percent. Are you saying the top two dropped off? I mean, the top two
selected? Remain. The top two remain.
No, I think you're reading a different part. This is on page 90, 91. Page 91.
I am on
24. It's if A, B, and C do not receive 60% of the vote or more, the one with the lowest percentage drops off the list and another poll is taken.
Okay.
That includes D. This process continues until
decision study group board and time sensitive floor motions. It's not, yeah, page 91. I was looking at the wrong page. Okay.
Okay, I was just holding it. I think we're ready. 3 minutes, please. And we're started.
Thank you.
Okay, that's time. Okay, we made quorum, but we still don't have 60%. So I'm gonna remove the lowest option, which is I'm in favor of this motion, but would like my minor changes. And we'll run it again, another 30 seconds.
And this is just the last two, right?
Yes.
And so if this, it looks like if this doesn't get 60%, if the final result, vote result results in a simple majority, but less than 60% for the highest vote getter, the motion will be referred to the ACA World Service Organization, where the board will give the issue further study and take immediate action if necessary.
That's what it says in the OPPM. Page 91.
Okay, if we could have if we could have 3 minutes, and we're off. The vote is open. Looks like we made quorum, and it made exactly 60%.
Wow. Okay. So that means that it goes to worldwide online voting.
Yep.
All right. So, thank you for the discussion and voting on that. And we will now go on to...